If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
This passage, with symphono being the key, one accord, sets the pattern for the miraculous. Faith can never be realized when 27 people are pulling in 27 ways. And it doesn't take a lot of people to upset the plan of God. Here we have Almighty God, El Shaddai, Almighty God, many-breasted one, all-sufficient provider. His hands are tied by the word unbelief. Listen to this. This is going to help you. His hands are not tied by the absence of faith. They are tied by unbelief. And unbelief is different than the absence of faith. So when I call certain conditions, you come down to the altar, you are actually trying to get healed on my faith. So that's why you just stand there waiting like you're in the store. You lift up your bag. All right, Bishop, fill up the bag. No, the Lord identifies it so that you can join your faith with mine and we can create a symphony. And the great conductor is waiting to see if you're woodwind, brass, percussion, hallelujah. Or are you just coming down as a spectator? Touch me. Get rid of that. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. No, quench it when you wake up. When you wake up, your thirst should be quenched because you figure if God woke me up, there's something he wants to do. So if I cannot get what I desire, then what I need to do is find someone to agree with. You didn't think the place where you sit is important, did you? You thought, oh, I just come in and sit down where the usher tells me. Our ushers are not communists. Our ushers are not bullies. They're not mafia members. You can ask your usher, can I sit next to a crazy, faithful, praising person? They know who they are. Say, sit me next to somebody that you have to wrap up every service. I don't want to sit next to somebody that you never have to touch. Because they don't have nothing for me. I want to make music, a symphony. I want to agree with a crazy praiser because apparently they've been somewhere, come out of something, been through something, and they know the God that I need to touch me. Doctor said, I've got a condition. I need to sit next to somebody that's been through where I'm going. Sit me next to a crazy person. Why? I got a touch. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. In Hebrews chapter 4, the writer articulates the importance of surrendering to the Christ. The writer informs the Hebrews that their previous lives are no longer effective. But they have to be boldly willing to cast off the constraints of Judaism. Not to go back into that bondage of religious attitudes, but to move forcefully into a relationship with the Christ. When he reaches chapter 4, he says, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word did not profit them, because it was not mixed with faith. This is an interesting passage. Faith comes by hearing the word, so there's some discrepancy in the context. When the word is preached, faith is with it. But what he's saying is that their response to what they heard was not faithful. they chose to unbelieve. He's speaking specifically about the children of Israel. And from application, he's speaking to us in the New Testament. He qualifies this teaching with the identification of the absence of something that you strive for every day of your existence. That is rest. Never before has society longed for rest and have been incapable of achieving it. Some of you in here now, full of the Holy Spirit, but you are not at rest. How is rest typified? It's not typified by the absence of anxiety, because drugs can remove anxiety. Some of you have a Prozac smile. Bishop, I'm all right. You have a lithium smile. Bishop, I'm really all right. But rest is always magnified during the one moment in your life when you need it, and that's at sleep. Why does the devil attack you in your sleep? He's not just trying to keep you from sleeping, but he knows the absence of it has a physiological effect. It interferes with brain functions. You see, a lot of times people who hear so many voices from God, it's because you're not sleeping. And the synapses of the brain, it's short-circuiting. You know, your brain has electrochemical charges. If you could see it under a great microscope, you would literally see electrons kicking off electric charges. That's why the argument has been, are you clinically dead when your heart stops beating or your brain stops functioning? And now most physicians are leaning towards the absence of electric response in your brain. And people who don't sleep usually have no peace, because the brain is just all over the place. So God says, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to give you melatonin in your brain. And if you produce the right amount of melatonin, you'll be able to have sleep. And the psalmist said, God blesses his people with sweet sleep. But when the melatonin production is hindered, there's only one thing that prevents the melatonin from being produced in your brain. And that is the overworking of anxiety. Every one of us has testosterone. Every one of us has estrogen. The difference between a man and a woman is that hopefully a man has more testosterone than he does estrogen. Hopefully. A woman is XX, a man is XY. Your DNA is crafted by God. And everything from God was designed, listen, to create faith and belief. Everything from God was created to create belief. You were born believing. How does faith come? The first sense that's developed in that fetus is hearing. There are more nerve endings in your audio system in your body than any other system, including sight. There are more nerves going from your ear canal through your ear canal to the brain than any other system in your body, including sight. Why did God spend so much time teaching you how to hear? Because that's how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing. Men don't tell their women, I love you enough. So women need to hear it. So she asks the question regularly, do you love me? 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 At the most difficult times, fourth quarter Super Bowl, third and one at the 10-yard line, 10 seconds on the clock. The quarterback is in a shotgun position. The ball is about to be snapped. Do you love me? Not at this moment. If you don't, get somewhere and sit down. Now, man is never satisfied by what he hears. The woman is always languishing over the man, resting on him, laying on him, lavishing him, and saying to him every now and then, I love you. I love you. I love you. And he says, comma, if you love me, let me. The man brings this pragmatic approach to God. There were 12 men that spied out the land. The 12 men said, there are Canaanites over there, Hittites over there, Amorites over there. We can't take it. Moses would have done better to send 12 women. They would have looked at the land and said, we going in. We'd drive them November, India, Gulf, Gulf, Echo, Romeo, Sierras out. Why? Because God said it's ours. We don't need to feel it. It's ours. Women are so astute at faith that they could tell you the sex of the baby long before electronic devices. They would just look at you and say, all that hair on your leg, you having a boy. They move in faith. Why did God give the man the woman? Because he said he needed a helper. He needed somebody to say, hey, believe. Moses says, all right, we can't do this. Our culture, our training, our tradition doesn't allow me to send women. So I'm sending 12 men. I figure they should be strong enough. And God said something to me while I was reading this for today. He said, they went over there and they looked at the Amalekite. They looked at the Canaanite. They looked at the Hittite. They looked at the Amorite. And their natural reasoning formed an opinion that was not substantiated by the facts. They were not in agreement with God.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07116P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60. Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote has begun open enrollment for the 2016-2017 school year. Affiliated with the Association of Christian Schools International, this Christ-centered academy prepares children, grades K through 5, for educational excellence. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote provides a Christ-centered curriculum, a state-of-the-art mobile computer lab, physical education, a STEAM focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, music and interactive Spanish classes, as well as before and after school care, and much, much more. The Academy also offers affordable tuition and payment plans, and a 10% discount for all Bethel Deliverance International Church members. To enroll your child or for additional information, call 215-885-2585. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote. Investing in lives today, ensuring bright futures tomorrow.